soldiers of the press. This week, a son of Bushido.
Search forward to 1500.
Forward to 1500.
Left 3 mils.
Left 3.
All batteries 1 round. High explosive.
Ready on 1 round. AG.
Fire!
Fire!
Up forward, turn.
Up forward.
Fire!
Fire!
This week we present another eyewitness story of United Press staff correspondent Robert C. Miller with the American forces in the jungles of Guadalcanal. Miller landed with the 1st Marines to hit the beach at Guadalcanal some months ago. He stayed with them all during the difficult opening phases of the death struggle with the Japanese for possession of Henderson Field and the surrounding terrain. Later, he went back to the jungle again to cover the progress of the army which relieved the Marines. This is his story.
I was up at the crack of dawn today. Hard to sleep when Gunnery Sergeant Alfred McKee is getting the range of the Jap. All the while I was shaving, I could hear his mortars searching through the jungle for Jap positions. He shook them up a bit as an official notification that the war wasn't over yet, and then knocked off for breakfast.
Pass me the sand, Chummy. Ah, thanks.
Pretty quiet this morning, huh?
Yeah. Those monkeys out there must be running out of ammo. Hardly ever shoot back anymore.
I'm not complaining.
I don't know. Helps to pass the time away when they shoot back. Hey, Cookie!
Yeah?
What thing kitchen side make lunch today?
I can't have kitchen English now. If my eyes don't slam.
Okay. What do you got for lunch today?
Target pay!
Oh,
Target pay, sir. Well, let's see. That's cream chip beef, isn't it?
Yeah. Personally, I'd just as soon have a couple of Jap snipers potting at me as eat any more of that stuff. With the Japs, you got at least a 50-50 chance of surviving. That target paste is Widowmaker from way back. Well, I'm glad we're going raiding up the coast.
On Guadalcanal, it's the accepted custom to grouse about the food, no matter what it happens to be. I must confess, I was just a bit tired of eating cream chip beef myself. So when Captain Callahan invited me to accompany the raiding force up the coast beyond Lunga Bay, I accepted with more than my customary alacrity.
Wouldn't be surprised, Miller, if we saw some action today. We've got the 224th Jap Infantry Regiment bottled up in there beyond Tassafaronga. They must be getting desperate.
Sergeant McKee said something about their running low on ammunition.
Yeah. Our patrols say that the Japs in the jungle are assigning 2 and 3 men to each rifle. Now, that's a pretty good sign that they're on their last legs. Anyhow, you get your stuff together and meet us down at the boats. We'll be shoving off in about 5 minutes.
Okay. I went back to my tent and gathered up my field equipment and took a few grains of quinine. Then, as I always do when leaving the tent for any length of time, I put my typewriter carefully away in my private foxhole. Typewriters are as scarce as women on Guadalcanal, and there aren't any women. After I finished the chores, I went down to the assault boats. A quarter hour later, we were on our way up the coast.
Come on.
I found myself in the same boat with Sergeant McKee and his mortar crew, and a tough bunch they were, too.
Okay, you guys.
We were pretty cramped for room in the boat, and the sergeant had things to say to anybody who did much moving around.
Get off my foot, you knucklehead! And sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Okay, don't crowd your blood pressure. I was only trying to get my circulation back.
Well, what's the matter with your circulation? You got hot on the arteries or something that you have to walk up and down like this was a promenade deck of the Queen Mary?
My foot's asleep.
His foot's asleep. Now ain't that tough. Ain't that awful? You go right ahead, sonny. Walk right up and down the middle of my stomach all you want. We mustn't let your foot go to sleep and you get gangrene or something. Go ahead, walk on my stomach. I'll understand. His foot's asleep. What an army. We come practically halfway around the world. Well, I'll be a...
What's the matter, Sergeant?
My foot's asleep.
The assault boats aren't the most comfortable things in the world when they're overloaded as ours was. We were mighty glad when we turned in and headed for the beach. It was almost noontime by then, and everybody began opening his field ration kit and grabbing a quick lunch.
All right, not too fast, you guys. Don't eat too fast.
All right.
I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Those rations can knock you out if you eat them too fast.
I've actually seen men keel over in a dead faint from gobbling the highly concentrated food capsule, so I went slow and easy with mine. It tasted good.
Better than target paste any day, huh, Millie?
You aren't kidding, Sergeant.
Don't! Get your heads down or you'll get them blown off.
Look like there's a reception committee waiting for us, Sergeant.
Yeah. Well, I'm the guy that said they were running out of ammunition.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to finish my lunch. That's what I'm going to do.
As we got nearer the beach, the Japs evidently decided that the neighborhood was getting too crowded and moved out. Machine gun fire slacked off and then stopped. Except for the occasional high-pitched note of a sniper's rifle, there wasn't any real opposition to our landing. We came in with a rush the last 100 yards, and the boat drove into the shallow water and grounded with a wallop that loosened all my back teeth, sent me head over knees to the bottom of the boat, right onto the sergeant.
Oh, why didn't I join the Navy?
I'm sorry, Sarge. I hope I didn't hurt you.
Oh, certainly not. I enjoyed it. Nothing like having a UP correspondent on your midriff to settle a man's stomach. Look, just get off my foot now, will you? Thanks.
We went ashore and cut our way inland through the jungle until we reached a small hill. Then we took up positions and dug in. While the sergeant and his men were setting up their heavy mortars, I went over and watched Captain Callahan carefully checking his maps against the surrounding terrain. Hello, Captain. Mind if I watch?
Oh, no, of course not. Here, I'll show you. Now, this is our position, marked right over here.
Huh?
Now, these are our main lines where we just came from, back here.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Then, off to the right on the map is our objective. And now, if you look up ahead there, you can just about make out the real thing. There, just beyond that fringe of palm trees.
I don't see anything. Just jungle.
Well, I hope it's more than jungle. There, do you notice that little clearing is a sort of a plantation?
Uh-huh.
Well, just beyond it, to the left, there where the jungle seems especially heavy, do you see?
Yes, but what about it?
Well, there's a gully there that the Japs have been using as a command post. Our reconnaissance plane spotted it yesterday. The Japs evidently took a bath. But they made the mistake of hanging their underwear on the bushes to dry, and our plane spotted it. And now we're going to give them a real cleaning.
You ready with a mortar, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Commence when ready. Reference point is head of gully. Search forward.
I'm the one, water. Deflection, zero. Range, 750. Two rounds, AG.
Deflection, zero. 750. Ready on AG.
Fire!
Fire!
Down four turns.
Down four turns.
Fire!
Fire!
Now everybody stood watching the dark patch of jungle through the palm trees, waiting for the mortar shells to hit. Then suddenly we saw the blossom of smoke and debris from the first shell, and an instant later...
First one was right on, sir.
Continue.
Our batteries, up four turns. Searching forward to 1,000. AG, commence firing.
First and second machine gun squads. Range, 750. Sight on stake. Reference point for number one, head of gully to crooked palm tree. Number two, crooked palm tree to clearing. Commence firing.
Barrage kept up for an hour. The Japs made several attempts to return on mortar fire. But each time, their batteries were quickly knocked out by the steady stream of high explosive the sergeant and his men were pouring into their positions. A little later, the captain set up a portable loudspeaker system, and our interpreter began calling upon the Japs to surrender.
Bosan Hiro! Bosan Hiro! Chokomotsumo! Yarusu! Tabakomo! Bosan Hiro! Surrender! It is useless to resist any further. Surrender, and we will feed you, clothe you, and give you cigarettes. Surrender now, before it is too late. Bosan, Hiro!
Nothing happened for a while. The captain had signaled the mortars and machine guns to slacken fire, which they had done. Still nothing happened. The captain told our interpreter to try once more.
Bosan, Surunoa, Ilarazo! Surrender now, or never. Surrender now. Bosan, Surunoa, Ilarazo!
All right, Sergeant. Pour it into them.
I fire! Barrage started up again, even heavier than before. Evidently, it was too much for the Japs. A few moments later, a group of them came walking toward our line with their hands held high in surrender.
Cease firing! Cease firing!
Yeah, it looks like they couldn't take it.
Well, it's too soon to be sure. Might be a trick. They're capable of anything. Machine gun squads, train on advancing enemy forces. Stand by.
Stand by.
But it wasn't a trick. The Japs were really surrendering. For the first time in 1,000 years, Japanese soldiers were violating the warrior code of their country and giving themselves up in battle. It was an exciting haul and a good day's work, and my first big story since returning to Guadalcanal. I rode back to camp on the boat carrying the prisoners. The Australian interpreter gave me their story on the way.
What is this? I am Hasamoto Akiki. The Philippines, China, and the Malay Peninsula were captured. The year was 23.
This one says he's Private Hasamoto Akiki Oshie. He's 23 years old. Says he fought in China, the Philippines, and on the Malayan Peninsula. They're from the 224th Jap Infantry Regiment, a crack outfit. They've been decorated by the Emperor.
Does he say why he surrendered?
I'll ask him. Naze? Go san shiten no ka?
私たちは一騎少佐指揮のもとに8月の上旬、テノール川で激戦しました。5日間食わずのまりです。ほとんど全滅です。
He says they haven't eaten for 5 days. He says that his outfit came here early in August. Many of them were killed in the landing. Later, he was under Colonel Ichiki at the Battle of the Tanaro River. Ichiki's battalion was almost wiped out.
一騎少佐は連隊機を焼却するのち、名誉の死に殺を遂げられました。
Yes. Well, he's telling how Colonel Ichiki burned the regimental flags and then shot himself because of the disgrace of being defeated. They were pretty badly caught up in the Tanaro.
Yeah, I remember. I was there. Many of them got out alive. Those that did, I swim for them.
He says that they were told that the Americans on Guadalcanal would be easy to defeat. And he says they were not told about American artillery, which was a complete surprise and which killed and wounded so many of them. He says they couldn't escape from it.
Why is he pointing at your rifle?
He says American riflemen can always hit the target and are better shots than the Japanese. He says the constant shelling and rifle fire from the American lines has shot up their best outfits. He says they surrendered to get some food and tobacco, but most of all to get some relief from the constant barrage.
Poor devils, I almost feel sorry for them.
Yeah, so did I, until I found this.
What is it?
A souvenir one of the prisoners was wearing from the Philippines. An American soldier's identification bracelet.
Got back to camp just at twilight and created quite a sensation with our prisoners. Hasamoto and his fellow soldiers were given liberal portions of cooked rice. And the way they pitched into it, I could believe they hadn't eaten anything for 5 days. Afterwards, they were given cigarettes and clean clothing to replace their jungle-torn rags. Hasamoto conducted himself with military bearing and apologized for his appearance when he was photographed. Then they were all taken away to prisoners' camp. The excitement over capturing them died down. Finally, we went in for supper just in time for a real treat. The cook had saved us some cream chip beef.
Like Robert Miller, other men of the United Press are standing beside our troops on every fighting front. They go into battle with them aboard our warships and our bombers to see with their own eyes the actions of which they write. Your local announcer will tell you when you may hear the next in this series of programs dramatizing the experiences of the men of UP. Be sure to listen. And meanwhile, look for United Press dispatches in your favorite newspaper. Listen for United Press news on the air. It is your guarantee of the world's best coverage of the world's biggest news.